This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Expanding a policy originally distancing the United States from abortion, the State Department announced Tuesday that it will not tolerate groups with even a remote connection to abortion. Those who offer any money to any entity or action connected with abortion will no longer be even recognized by the United States. The action is certain to incur the unvarnished wrath of abortion activists and media, which is something that in turn will likely play well with those who oppose U.S. funding of abortion. The strategy to compel the U.S. House to vote on abortion-related infanticide is coming into focus. Emailing your representative is key to discharging the bill, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, from committee. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
Obamacare's individual mandate, that which makes the Affordable Care Act enforceable, may be a thing of the past. A Department of Justice ruling Monday agrees with a federal district court ruling last December. The U.S. Supreme Court had found Obamacare constitutional in 2016. The December 2018 ruling says that Congress in 2017 removed what the High Court relied upon for its judicial reasoning. With the DOJ announcement, Obamacare will not be able to be enforced next year, pending appeal. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.